It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joined now by the head coach of Michigan State, one of the best, and you know, no hyperbole, one of the best coaches of all time. Tom Izzo was right there. He's done a lot with rosters that were, you know, blue collar and, you know, maybe didn't have all those top 10 recruits. And then he gets the occasional top 10 or he wins with those. And he wins all the time because he is a great coach. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. I don't know why we're talking. It's still football season, man. My favorite time of year, Kiki. We're ruining it.
I know, right?
With basketball games. Well, I don't know why.
Well, the problem is Michigan State, your football squad is just a little bit underperforming this year.
Yeah.
You know? It is what it is.
Believe it or not, we got a zillion injuries, and we haven't played quite as well, but a zillion injuries, and that's a good excuse, but that's reality. Coach can't – you know, I get a kick out of football, guys. So, Tiki, you got to tell me why.
Yeah.
They always say, you know, next man up, and it sounds so macho and so right. If the next man up was as good as the guy starting, he'd be starting. So,
yeah.
The next man up is all great in theory, but in reality, it's not very good.
No, it's
well
not.
Said.
Because the guy who was the first man up was the better one.
And yeah, for a reason.
Is a reason. How often do you and Coach Antonio get together and talk about philosophies or anything like that? Does that happen frequently?
Oh, a lot, yeah. You know, I've been so fortunate here, and you guys know I love football. I mean, mm-hmm. I do with my buddy Mariucci and everything, but I really, it started back with George Perlis. Of course, Nick Saban and I came in together, and it just, I've always had a great relationship, and Mark was here with Nick. We kind of came in as assistants together. I was an assistant. He was an assistant. Nick was, you know, the head coach then, and so it's been a long time, and I was on the group that hired him, and so yeah, we live about a half a block from each other. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's good, and I imagine that relationship is important when things go awry. And I hate to go back here, but I will, just because I know that you guys handled this well, considering the turmoil that was going, the Larry Nassar situation that embroiled Michigan State. I know you guys had conversations. It dipped into your programs a little bit. How has it moved forward from what we all experienced from the outside looking in last season?
Well, you'll never appreciate what you see from the outside looking in. I mean, it was a difficult time. There's no question. And Mark and I, once the AD and president, we were the only two left standing. And so we did lean on each other a lot. Our families did. But, I don't know if anything gets resolved. I mean, all I want to be is part of the solution. I mean, it really wasn't, Larry Nassar wasn't anybody that we knew or Mark knew or, you know, it just the worst situation. I still, to this day, will always feel bad for the survivors. And yet at the same time, what we're trying to do now is make sure that we're part of the solution and getting everything back in order. And so we're working toward that, too. But Mark and I spent a lot of time together through that, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Tom Izzo was with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, Coach, let's get into your team a little bit here. 3-1, only lost to a terrific Kansas squad. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him. It's funny. I mentioned Mex before. I was talking to Mex earlier today. We were running down your schedule. Tiki, listen to this. I don't know why you would willingly sign up for this, Tom. Thanksgiving, UCLA. All right. Tough test, but, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. 5 days later at Louisville, they've got a new coach, Chris Mack, who's very good from Xavier. 3 days after that, remember, the conference of the Big Ten opens up early.
Right.
They open up at Rutgers. 3 days after that, they play a ranked Iowa team. And then 5 days after that, they go down, they play the Florida Gators. I mean, you don't have Jaren Jackson and Miles Bridges anymore. What are you doing here, Tom?
Well, yeah, you forgot that after Thanksgiving, we either play North Carolina or Texas the next day.
Oh, that's right. That is right. That is right.
I didn't want to correct you and embarrass you.
That's okay.
I just wanted to tell you the truth.
That's all right. I ran down a lot. I mean, come on. It's a lot there. Come on.
Yeah, that's going to be six tough games. And very short period of time, but as they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, you know, it's kind of been the way, you guys know, we've always scheduled, you know, big. It started because we were trying to get on TV back when the Fab Five, we'd just come off that at Michigan, and we were trying to, you know, kind of capture our own identity up here. And I think it worked. The problem is we kept playing them. I think in the last 20 years, we played more ranked teams than anybody in the country. I guess I'm proud of that. My record maybe isn't quite as good, but I think the one advantage, guys, of basketball over football is you can schedule and lose a couple games and your world doesn't end.
Mm-hmm.
Where in football, boy, it's so difficult. In college, you lose a game and you're in trouble. You lose two and you're dead, you know, and that's what makes it more difficult in their sport.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned Jarrett, of course, fourth overall, Memphis, and Miles went 12th overall. Mm-hmm. Early on, you know, a couple of years after you took the job, early 2000s, Mateen, Mo P, we all remember those teams. Jason Richardson went, I think, fourth or fifth overall.
Zach Randolph, yeah, those were good days.
Oh, Zach Randolph, terrific career. And it was a while, even Shannon Brown and Mo Agar, but there was a little while before going through the history of the Michigan State program with you, where you've had two players go in the first round. I feel like this is a very, while you've had it a few times, it's been a little bit. And I feel like this is a very different team, very different circumstance for you. Five freshmen you're trying to juggle. Does it feel different this year? Because it seems different on the outside a little bit.
Hell yeah, it feels different. We're not Kentucky and Duke where we just kind of, you know, re-bring in another Zion Williamson or something. But I was fortunate. I mean, both Jaren and Miles are incredible guys, too. You know, they weren't just great players. And so I kind of miss them as people around here. You know, they were very self-motivated and good students. I mean, they just had the whole package. But it's different. But, you know, the one thing we have, the last 2 years, it was all freshmen and sophomores, and now we do have a few juniors in Winston and a kid named Langford and, of course, Nick Ward. We've got a couple seniors that had been injured that are back. So we've got a different team. It's not quite as talented, but it's a lot more experienced. So I don't know. You know, they always have that argument, what's more important, experience or talent? I tell you, you got to have some talent, but you do have to have some experience. As you can see, you know, Kentucky's went through it where – you know, you just don't automatically get the Final Fours or win championships with talent. So
that's fair.
The combination is there.
Okay. Tom Izzo was with us, of course, the great coach of Michigan State, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, Coach, you talk about that experience versus talent debate that you have to have in your mind. And Coach K, as you mentioned, when down at Duke, is completely flipped. I mean, it used to be you got to be there for three or four years if you go to Duke. Now he's got the one and done's. He's the master of the one and done's. Heck, you might have three of those kids leave this year. Have you felt pressure? I know you talk about, you know, Cassius Winston and Joshua Langford and Nick Ward, your veterans, so to speak, that are there. But have you felt pressure to start going that way as well, to get these one and done kids who want to come to school? They're fantastic, but they only want to be there for a year.
Well, I wouldn't kick them out of here. I promise you that. I mean, but, you know, there's really only guys, I don't know what you think, but some years 4 or 5, some years 7 or 8. I mean, there's never more than 8 or 9 kids that have that kind of impact.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kentucky and Duke kind of get their share of them, and then maybe we get one here, Arizona gets one, or Carolina gets one. So it's not as easy as you think, but you know, there is some truth. I think Jay Wright has maybe been the master. We were in a Final Four together in 2009, and I said, you're going to be able to get better players. And you know, the next couple of years, he got better players, but maybe not as good a teams. And I think he coined the phrase. I think it was Jay that said, you got to get our kind of guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, so we've kind of looked at the OKG format. You got to have good enough players. You got to have a couple pros, but you got to have your kind of guy too. And so I'm always going to try to get the best players I can get, but I want the best players to be our kind of guy.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But when you look at these one and done kids, just to lump them all into one probably insulting phrase, but when you look at them, it seems like they all want to go together, right? It's not like they want to go be individuals somewhere. They all want to. And I think that maybe stems from the youth circuit or the AAU circuit. Is that good for your level of basketball, how these kids are starting to know each other younger and then going together to dominate a program like we're seeing down at Duke this year?
Well, I love talking to Magic about it because, You know, he said when he played for Pat Riley and when they played the Knicks, if you even talked to somebody or the Celtics, you know, you even winked at him as you were running by at half court, you know, before the game, Riley was ready to kill somebody. And, you know, times have changed. AU basketball changes that. I think some of the culture is you're seeing in pro ball now, at least in basketball. I don't think as much in football because of the way the Patriots have been. It seems like no matter who they put in there, they still win championships. But in basketball, you know, whether it's LeBron and that group and what they're trying to do, or whether, you know, Chris Paul and trying to go to Houston, it seems like, you know, the Warriors and what they've done. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's good for any sport. You know, I really don't. I mean, I think you have so much parity in the NFL now, I'm not sure that's good. But if you have so much dominance the other way, I'm not sure that's good. So I'm going to just try to keep getting the guys I can get, coach them, and try to win some championships here and be on your guys' show. That's what I'm going to do.
I love it.
Coach, coaching matters. That's why the Pats can throw anybody in, and that's why you continually in Michigan State,
you know,
always say coaching matters.
I'm glad you said that, because I think in this day and age, we sometimes forget that a little bit. I mean, players matter too. I mean, I figured out really early in my career, guys, if I got better players, I'm a better coach.
It's true.
But, you got to have a little bit of both, and you got to have people that buy in. And you know, the one thing that, you know, I've been lucky here, even though Draymond, it's been a little crazy lately, but with Draymond, with Magic, you got to have guys that put winning as a priority. Mm-hmm. And I think most people just think everybody does. And as you guys know, that's not the case. Yeah. There's so many distractions out there now. You got to find guys where winning is important.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to ask you? Tom Izzo, of course, with us here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. The way you mentioned Mooch before, the long relationship you've had with Steve Mariucci, your affinity for football, just an old school blue collar guy. And we've had you on the show a lot, so we've talked about some of your coaching methods, you kind
shoulder
of football drills. Can you
see? Yeah, now they sue you if you do that. I've gotten weaker, guys. I've gotten wimpier.
That's what I was going to ask you. Can you still coach with the authority and the toughness that you coached 10 years ago? Can you still get away with that?
Well, you know, I just told you guys that I think a lot of us are looking for our kind of guys, and the one thing I did learn, you know, that you can't try to be someone different than you are. Now, you can make adjustments to that, as I think all of us have done, but, you know, once in a while I say, you know, I get some of my former guys back. I'll run into Cleves and Peterson Smith, or Jason Richardson was in for a football game, and they're telling stories about how it was. I go, God, I like those days better than these days. You know, nobody cared. You know, and everything wasn't publicized. But you know what the bottom line was? And again, Tiki, you've been in sports, you know, played and everything. But the bottom line is that kids still want to be pushed. Kids still want to win. It's just there's so many distractions. You have to get through all that. And sometimes you got to get through it a little tougher than others. So I probably changed a little bit, but I'm not going to try to change too much. Ain't
good.
Broke, why fix it, right?
Good.
Yeah, you're right.
Good.
As long as you're not doing anything that's actually going to get you sued.
Yeah, no, you can't beat anybody up.
No.
The football pads, I mean, that was my way of saying I had some soft guys. I didn't want them to get hurt, so I put some helmets and pads on them.
That's awesome.
You forced Draymond onto the actual football field, I think. You know, speaking of Draymond, because he's been in the news.
It's a big story, and
the drama world right now with KD. And I'm interested if he's always been like that. You know, back when he was with you, was he that energetic, that confrontational? But I'm not saying confrontational in a bad way, but he's confrontational. Was he always like this?
You know, I hate to say this because it's still like I'm just sticking up for him, but I think you guys would really enjoy him. I think you'd like to play with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, does he hold people accountable? Does he call people out? He probably does, sometimes too much, but at the same time, as we all know, there's more stories behind the stories, you know? And, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, blows up a little bit too much, you know, and I say that. But I think when you have a great passion and you want, and winning's important, you kind of don't tolerate anything less. And I don't know all that things that happened that night. I saw the film. Whatever. I don't know what was said the other way. So I'm not going to condone or condemn, but I am going to say this. I've had a lot of good players here, but I have not had any more winning guys than him. I mean, if sacrifice his points to win, no problem. Sacrifice rebounds to win, no problem. Confrontational. We had some interesting huddles back in the day, but you know what? I always knew. I always knew how important it was to him, and I always cherished that. And you know, I don't mind a argument here and there.
Yeah, he's a loose wire, but in a good way, and it's a rare.
Hey,
listen, is every great team's got a motor guy, and when you have a motor guy, there's going to be bouts of volatility, and I think it keeps you on edge. I think it keeps you locked in and laser focused, and quite frankly, it keeps you committed to what you're pursuing. I every great team in every sport has had somebody kind of like Draymond Green.
You know what? I really, really, really would agree with that, you know. And the problem is now, as we all know, everything just becomes so public so fast, you know. I mean, I'm sure the locker rooms in football and basketball 10, 15, 20 years ago were as crazy or crazier. The huddles were crazy. And, you know, that's just part of sports, you know. But now somebody's videoing it, filming it, commenting on it, and I don't know. I still like the guys that hold people accountable. As long as you hold yourself accountable to the same standards, I got no problem with it.
I hear you, Tom Izzo. Tom, final thing, we certainly got to go to this. This was, I think it was November 10th, November 11th against Florida Gulf Coast. And you weren't too happy, not with the officials, but the way the NCAA, in your estimation, by the way, I agree, I do college basketball games. I did one last night. It's ridiculous. You can't move. It's just stifled with whistles. There's 45 to 50 foul shots every game. It's a joke. And it's stripping away the beauty of the game. You were legitimately bothered by this. Mm-hmm. Does this ever change? I mean, are they trying to fix this, or is this just the new college basketball?
Well, you know, when somebody gets hurt, I think Haas got hurt last year, and he's at Purdue, and it did hurt their chances to move on. It was just a freak thing. I mean, if you play in sports, I mean, just because football is supposed to be a contact sport, I mean, every sport's contact. You know, dancing is contact, for God's sake. I watch Dancing with the Stars sometimes. Somebody can get hurt doing that.
Right.
So I am totally to the point where we are just playing a game where let's just throw the ball out and nobody guard anybody and see if we can make it an NBA All-Star game. You know? I don't agree with that, and I don't think most people do. I mean, I don't think you go to a game to watch. You know, the difference with football and basketball, guys, you can get a 15-yard penalty for holding, and you can get nine of them, and it costs you a lot of yards. But that great, you know, left tackle doesn't leave the game. He's still there. In our sport, a couple fouls.
Yeah.
The best players are sitting on the bench. Or did you go to see a free throw contest? Are the best players sitting on the bench? I mean, I'm all for freedom of movement. It's not like it was when I first started. You chuck every cutter. But now it's just so many touch fouls and freedom of – I told the refs, freedom of movement. I said, we had one time out there because they were checking the monitor. It took 4 minutes and 8 seconds. I said, nobody moved. We're just sitting on the bench, you know. And I think that my problem with it is not the officials. It's I thought the NCAA, and I just don't know who they have on those committees. You know, we get administrators, we get maybe one coach, we get no officials, and we get a bunch of administrators. I mean, that's they never played the game. How can a conference commissioner know what he's talking about?
Let me ask you this, Tom. I wish we had more time, but I almost get the sense that if this continues, that this is the thing that could drive you away from coaching, maybe a little earlier than you would like.
Well, it frustrates me. I mean, but every level's got its problems. And you know, I mean, I got to deal with them. I'm not sitting here complaining. I just said on that night, you know, ironically, there were four calls made and one guy ejected, and they were all against the opponent. So I'm so dumb, I'm sticking up for the opponent. That's how crazy I am. But I do appreciate the game, and I do appreciate what you just said. You didn't go to watch 50 free throws.
Nope.
You didn't.
No.
So everybody says, well, the team's got to adjust. Well, to a certain extent, we've got to figure out that it still is a contact sport. Every sport's a contact sport. It can't be crazy and ridiculous. But I think I'm going to say something that to me is un-American. I think we have to give the officials that are good the right to determine whether a call. Don't make everything a exact science, because it's not. Every move is different. And hell, if we did it that way, they could call holding in football on every play in every game.
Yeah, and nobody would want to see that.
Ugh.
No.
Tom Izzo.
Yep, coach, the Texas
one
Techs,
of a kind.
The Texas Techs are gone. You got a tough schedule ahead on Thanksgiving, UCLA.
Don't forget the Carolina possibility.
He's going to
get on you if you do.
Possibility in the Las Vegas Invitational. Yep. Good luck, and thanks for hopping on again, coach.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It.
Hopefully I'll get to be on later on in the year, and we'll predict the Super Bowl.
No,
take care, guys.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Iz. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.